Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
February 5, 1531 America, New York, the Fanfare Meta Want List. Every year I read through the Fanfare Want Lists for new classical music releases, and collate the new recordings that are recommended by more than one person as one of the five most noteworthy releases of the year. This time around I noticed the following as multiple nominees. February 5, 1513 America, New York, Delta seeks to put unruly passengers on no-fly list. Airline CEO Ed Bastian said there should be zero tolerance for any behavior that affects flight safety. February 5, 1319 America, New York, Saturday assorted links. 1. Mathematics. Many papers have errors, yes, but our major results generally hold up, even when the intermediate steps are wrong. 2. New Jenna Gorlin Substack on Building and Builders. February 5, 1300 America, New York, Canadian Dollar Technical Forecast, USD, CAD aims to break 1.280. USD, CAD has climbed back towards January highs after positive NFP data pushed prices to key technical levels. Where will USD, CAD go from here? February 5, 12 o'clock America, New York, how to prepare for student loan payments restarting. Student loan borrowers need to understand their options and have a game plan. February 5, 1053 America, New York, Joe Rogan apologizes for shameful past use of racial slur. His apology came as listeners said that as many as 70 episodes of the Joe Rogan Experience podcast had been quietly taken off Spotify. The company has yet to comment on the reported removals. Spotify's star podcaster Joe Rogan has been at the center of a small but influential boycott of the streaming service by musicians. February 5, 10 o'clock America, New York, U.S. dollar to stage larger recovery on another rise in U.S. CPI. The U.S. dollar index, DXY, bounces back from a fresh monthly low, 95.14, following the 467 Kelvin's rise in non-farm payrolls, NFP, and the update to the consumer price index, CPI, may fuel the recent rebo. February 5, 10 o'clock America, New York, proxy contest has a better chance of success if the target CEO is a woman. A study also suggests that the sex of the CEO might have consequences for a targeted firm share price. February 5, 8 o'clock America, New York, GameStop investors await riches from short squeeze. Short seller theories that helped drive the video game retailer's 2021 rally have gained a large following online. February 5, 8 o'clock America, New York, Michael Lewis revisits Liar's Poker. The book documented the reckless, frat guy culture of investment banking in the 1980s. Dealbook talked with Mr. Lewis about how Wall Street has, and hasn't, changed since. February 5, 7 o'clock America, New York, rising battery prices add uncertainty to electric vehicle costs. With electric vehicle sales taking off and a wave of new models hitting the market this year, the price increases could weigh on growth. February 5, 6 o'clock America, New York, strong U.S. jobs numbers vindicate Biden's economic record. Data that show surging payrolls despite Omicron wave could help undercut Republican attacks. February 5, 5:30 America, New York, Chanel tests purse lovers with $3,000 price hikes. The luxury brand is citing higher materials costs for raising handbag prices three times in a year. February 5, 5 o'clock America, New York, inside the Fox News that Donald Trump helped build. Roger Ailes understood the appeal Mr. Trump had for Fox viewers. He didn't foresee how together they would redefine the limits of political discourse in a way the country is still living with. Chris Wallace interviewed President-elect Donald J. February 5, 5 o'clock America, New York, bringing health food to the masses, one delivery at a time. Thrive Market has found success with a subscription model and eco-friendly, health-conscious brands. It's a diet familiar to the CEO, Nick Green. February 5, 5 o'clock America, New York, Google, Facebook, Apple, Starbucks and ExxonMobil reveal earnings. The stock market has begun swinging wildly as companies like Google, Facebook, Apple, Starbucks and ExxonMobil reveal their earnings and hint at divergent prospects for the year ahead. February 5, 5 o'clock America, New York, collateral damage of China's virus policy, fruit. The closure of Chinese land borders and the tightened screening of goods have driven Southeast Asian fruit farmers into debt. Many have had to abandon their harvest. Pham Tan Hong, a dragon fruit farmer in Vietnam, trimming his trees, which were adorned with LED lights to induce off-season flowering. February 5, 3 o'clock America, New York, Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, ETH, pushing higher into weekend on robust NFP release. The U.S. jobs market is seemingly buoyant with this month's NFP report beating market expectations by a wide margin. And that may spell trouble for the cryptocurrency market. February 5, 3 o'clock America, New York, should you manage your own stock portfolio? Stocks are swinging all over the place. It's a good time to take your hands off the wheel. Here's how to let go.
Day Trade Review, February 5, 2:39 America, New York, Tiengo Review, how does this research platform compare? Wondering if Tiengo has the stock research you need? Read our complete Tiengo Review now to learn more before you decide. The post Tiengo Review, how does this research platform compare, appeared first on Day Trade Review.
February 5, 1:30 America, New York, Canadian truckers being attacked by government. Comment. Mr. Armstrong, it is interesting how fast the Canadian government and police forces flipped from acknowledging the calm and peaceful trucker rally to coercing the shutdown of their funding and ramping up of police enforcement on unproven claims of violence. February 5, 0:05 America, New York, Alberta to repeal COVID restrictions. Premier Jason Kenney announced that Alberta will lift all COVID measures amid the ongoing protests. Kenney is far from empathizing with the protesters. Instead, he is demanding that the protests come to an immediate stop, which was the ultimate goal of the Freedom Convoy. February 5, 0:04 America, New York, U.S. national debt surpasses $30 trillion. Image. U.S. national debt holdings as of 2018, America's debt surpassed the $30 trillion mark for the first time and there is no intention of paying it back. We're on an unsustainable path, Federal Reserve Chairman Powell told lawmakers in January.